Witness in Our Time is a new book about photojournalists edited by Ken Light, who's a professor of journalism at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also a photographer, and he talked with us about this issue of manipulation and reality in photography, including in his chronicle of death row inmates in Texas.
The first thing that a photographer might do in any sort of in-depth project would be to do some sort of research to try to find out what's been done before, what some of the historical information might be, who are the people, to gain some sort of insight. With the death row project, the problem was there was not much insight there. There were no photographs. Once they went into that place, they disappeared into a black hole. People can and will play in front of the camera. They do attempt to recreate what they think their life is about and what they want to show you. And so you're particularly aware of that, and you just have to kind of play with that, and you have to wait. And with photography, there's a moment, a 500th of a second or 1/250th of a second, very quick amount of time in which you release the shutter. And sometimes you can catch those moments in between people playing out what they think you want to see and what you're seeing, which may be something different. I know in particular there was a photograph I made on death row in which one of the inmates, one day as I was walking on the cell block, he was locked in his cell, said to me, do you want to see my photographs? And I assumed he was going to show me family photographs, and he ended up pulling out two very large pornographic magazines that he had under his bed and held them out through the bars. And I made a photograph of that. And when the book went back into the prison to the inmates who had participated in the project, they were very upset. And I got a number of letters from inmates saying, how could you show that photograph? You know, we can't send this book now to our mothers because our mothers will find that we have pornographic magazines in the prison. And just recently, in fact, I was given a copy of the book that had belonged to one of the inmates on death row. And as I was thumbing through this book, there was this page with this photograph in which he had taken a marking pen and completely obliterated the two pornographic photographs. To me, it was an important moment because it really showed something about these men, the power of images and what images say and how people see themselves and how an outsider walks in with a camera and does create a representation of someone's world. The idea of witness is very, very important, that things happen in the world, and if they go unwitnessed, we never get to understand them or look deeper at them. And the role of photography can really play a very, very important part in capturing those moments and allowing us to step back, whether it's a year later or 50 years later, and, you know, really look very, very deeply into those images and think about how they relate to our own lives. One of the things that photographers understand in this is that we're telling a story, and to tell a story, you have to pull someone into your story. And the way that we as photographers do that is through the various different tools that we have, which is composition and light and tonality and depth of field and creating some sort of powerful way of seeing an event. You know, is that real or is it not real? I mean, my sense is it's as real as the photographer who is taking that photograph. And I think we have to look at the individual who's making that photograph to understand who they are and what it is they're trying to say and what they're thinking about. We do depend on photographs to tell us things about the world. And I think this is why, for example, the whole controversy about digital imagery and about Photoshop becomes so important, because if people believe that the photographs we make of events and of people can be simply changed by sitting at a computer and adding bodies or eliminating objects from the photograph, that it would be a horrible thing, because then people would look at photographs and not believe the things that they're seeing, and it would in some way eliminate the possibilities that documentary photographers have in going out and witnessing the world. And I think, so it is important that people feel that what we're doing, that there is truth and there is authenticity.